Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms, today it's four, getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives. Today, we're going to get into it and talk about our intentions a little bit more and hear from y'all.
Yes. I'm excited. I really love that this app, or is it an app or...
It was like a link.
A link really worked this time because y'all did not respond to the horror stories.
Damn. You know what's so funny? When you were talking about what's like, do you have a spooky story? I was like, what is a spooky story, though?
We told our... right there.
That was spooky.
I smelled the air story. The air just went on in here and the door just blew
closed. Okay, that was a spooky story.
No, but I'm super excited to hear everyone's intentions that chimed in, and I feel like this is a topic that everyone can touch on and like really relate to, so I'm really excited to hear what y'all said.
I am too.
I'm excited.
I put it on my Snap and told my Snapchat family to come strong because Instagram be...
Your Snap family.
My Snap
through.
Family hold it
be
down.
Be snapping.
I had so many different really snaps like, done through. Sis, done, I did it. So I'm just excited to hear what people are setting their intentions on this month. As we said in last week's episode, we really want to focus this month on setting our intentions and like holding strong to them. Mm-hmm. Another thing from last week we talked about was doing the...
Vision board.
Yes. Night.
I'm so excited.
So we found a place that we can do it. I'm literally on my email because she just emailed me again.
It's cute, right?
It's really cute. Okay. And what it is like a creative house to where you can come and instead of food, it's a menu of creative options that you can do. So there's like clay making, there's dry flowers that you can put together, there's drawing,
like canvases, painting. Yeah.
So I think we're going to try to set a date with this place, and it would be on a Wednesday, which is a little funky, but it is what it is, but it's after like work time. And you would just come in. I feel like we would just have that same menu that they offer, but with the intention of setting your intentions through whatever, like, that creative thing is that you pick to do.
Creative cafe.
Yeah. So it's really cute. We're trying to figure it out as soon as possible for us to do it next month so that we go into the new year with our clear state of mind about what our intentions are. Yes,
I love it. I love this, like, whole topic that we keep going on, like, just even setting them that day that we recorded, I feel like myself, like, really going, like, forward with them, especially that one day of, like, living life with Kyle that one day. I feel like...
Wasn't that the same day?
Yeah, that was the same day.
What happened living life?
We were like, we need to do more, live more with intention, be free, be spontaneous. And then Shannon and I were like,
You guys were spontaneous a couple days ago.
It was very spontaneous. I really felt good about that day because, like, I don't get up, and it's a blessing too to live spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
But Shannon was standing on chairs.
So they went, you guys aren't saying what you mean.
Yeah, prior to the episode that day, we were walking up the stairs and Kyle goes, hey, do you want to be spontaneous with me? I'm like, sure. What are you talking about? She was like, there's a Burner Boy concert and I want to go. I'm looking at tickets now. And I'm like, I am down. Like, how much are the tickets? Let's go. So literally after we done recorded, me and Kyle sat down. Shai said, peace out. Y'all have fun. Live your best life.
I couldn't go.
She couldn't go. She said, I got kids.
I got kids and a husband who said no.
I called my mom. Right. Mom, can you watch the kids, please? Watch my kid. I don't have kids. I have one kid. But anyways. Anyways, I got a babysitter, and we legit followed through. And Kyle went down to the box office, bought our tickets, and we were legit, you guys. I didn't realize.
I went on a mission to go get those tickets, too.
Where Kyle was going to sit us, we were right there.
You're on the floor.
We were on the floor, where the speakers were.
We heard the music. How much were those tickets?
They weren't expensive.
Why are we asking that?
No, because they were floor tickets. That's what they were.
They were $200.
Yeah, last minute they were really cheap.
I think that's really...
You know what I also found out?
That's really good.
I think that's really good. Where were you set?
If you go to the box office, they're cheaper. So, like, when I first went online, they didn't even show those seats that we ended up getting.
No.
But the seats... They were more expensive online with more fees, processing fees, other
Kyle
set of
said,
taxes.
Kyle said, hell no. She said, where is this place I'm going to?
I said, I'm going to go.
Well, people did that for the Drake concert. They went to the box office, like, same day, and you could get affordable tickets.
Is that how you buy your tickets? So funny. How you should buy your tickets?
She taught me something because I bought those Drake concert tickets, and it was like $1,000 extra in fees probably that we paid.
No, when I first looked online, remember afterwards, it was like 500 and something. After all these fees.
And it was like an extra like $69 per person.
Per ticket, convenience.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Because you get it in your email.
No matter what, you still get it in your email.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when I went down there, one of Zach's best friends, who is Nigerian, he was in front of the box office. And as I was walking up, I was like, I know this stance. Like, I know who walks like that. Ew. And I was like, is that Spencer?
Not you having to throw out that he's Nigerian.
I don't have a lot of Nigerian friends who live in Los Angeles. Like, they either live in, like...
I feel like they're here.
In London, or they're, like, they're based in Dubai, or they're based, like, in other places on the East Coast. They're out here. I just don't know where they are. But I was laughing, because I was like, there goes my, one Nigerian friends in L.A., also at the box office.
He didn't want to pay the fees either.
No, but it was hilarious because when we were leaving the concert, it was like him and like 10 other Nigerian
they're here.
Hello,
they're here. Because when I was at Chris Brown and Little Baby, They were all there. They just didn't have emotion during the concert. They just stand there.
With their headphones in.
Huh?
Yeah. I don't really listen. All right.
Okay, we're done. We're done with your spontaneous night. Thank you. That was fun.
It was great.
I want to get into the intentions that you guys sent in. So, Travis?
Trav Daddy.
My intentions are to be more positive.
I know this
and
voice.
Mindful of other people's feelings.
Okay, Sabrina!
Wait, she's still going.
My name is Monet Lee.
Oh, Money making Monet. That's what I call it.
I got so distracted by her voice that I actually didn't listen to her intention. I can't lie.
But to take other people's feelings into
consideration. My intentions are to be more positive. And mindful of other people's feelings.
I like that.
I'm from Snapchat, and my name is Monet Lee.
She's also my aunt. Why are you watching my Snapchat?
I didn't know she was even on Snapchat.
But I like that. I like being more positive. I feel like anyone, and we can all do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Being more mindful of people's feelings.
I think that is, that's a big one. Because you never know what people are going through. And, like, just being mindful of, like, checking in and making sure they're okay before, like...
I agree.
Jumping in.
I like those intentions.
All right. Thanks, Monet.
Lee.
Hey, ladies. Love listening to you. Massive fan from overseas. Anyway.
Thanks.
Yeah, my intention for the rest of the month and, like, for the rest of the year, really, and into next year, let's just say forever, would be one, to prioritize my relationship with God. To set time aside in my day to just meditate on his word. And the second one would be to prioritize self-care. At least once a week, do something for myself, by myself, without any outside noise and without thinking, having to think about work and my partner or anything else. Just time for me.
Wait, these intentions are really making me...
Okay? No, I love them. No,
I should be writing them down.
No,
so I can apply them to my life.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to this again.
I like this.
Because yes. I like what she said.
I love that she said that prioritize her relationship with God. I feel like that's so... Yeah. Like she said, forever.
I love how she kept building up to that. She said
this month, next year, going into next year. Okay, forever.
But those are good ones. I like that.
I like how it's like, as we're starting to hear this, it's not just like a, just for right now, mm-hmm. like a momentary thing. Where I know for me, it was like, I'm trying to purge so I can move into this house. But just in terms of intentional living, like, these are forever things that you can, like, bring into your world. Let's keep here. Like, play another one, Travis.
I thought that was really good.
I like Travis.
My intention is to be warmer and more open in my interactions with strangers. I think a lot of times I tend to keep my head down when talking to strangers, but I notice that when I do engage in open conversation, it typically lifts my spirits and theirs as well. So I intend to do that more.
That's great.
I like that.
One. It's just everyone. I'm like, why didn't I say that?
Right. Not as good.
Yeah. Like, sharing a smile with someone. Like, I feel like he said, when you open up, it makes other people feel seen or give that opportunity to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, being warm. It's not necessarily being nice. Like, warm. It's just being warm. It's kind of inviting.
I feel like I could work on that.
Being more inviting
to strangers. I'm definitely not. I'm definitely like, you stay over there, I'll stay over here. So I probably have that same thing of like not making eye contact or kind of keeping my head down because
you don't want to engage.
And it's not to be rude, but I think I'm just so protective of like my space
and energy
energy that I don't know how to allow new energy in, but that's not good. Like, that's not, like, to me, that's not a good way to have a perspective or an outlook on life.
But when you do, if you were to, like, open up to a stranger, does it make you feel good inside afterwards? Or does it still kind of, like,
Do you I have think like I have a... so much anxiety towards it mm-hmm. that I probably couldn't even get to the point of feeling Looking good up. Because I'm just already like, what are you going to do to me?
Or expect. What intentions do you right. have like,
what
for
are
me?
Your intentions for with me? Coming over here? You know what I
what
mean?
What are your intentions? Why yeah. do you want to speak to me?
Yeah. So I think I'm already so like, that I can't even get past to the other side of it. So I like hearing that perspective yeah. of someone else saying, okay, I intend to be like warmer and to look up and to engage because you just never know what can come from that, which from is being true. Engaging.
And that's so true. I agree. Even like in one of the jobs that I'll do occasionally, like there's moments where you meet, like there's a bunch of strangers, you know? Mm-hmm. And even though there's a service provider, there's times where like I've engaged, I've left with song list, things to look up, or just like here's some new information. And it's like if I wasn't open to these experiences with strangers, like sometimes I wouldn't learn or I wouldn't know the things I know. So like, yeah, I like hearing this because I would love if you were like more open to other things because you never know what you'll receive out of it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely learned that in my field yeah. of like work.
Yeah, but it's also to. Sad because it's like, why do we get so scared of strangers sometimes? Like, you know, we've been conditioned or like to be apprehensive or to be like, what are your intentions?
Skeptical.
Or, yeah, of you're people. Just here to use me or like take advantage. So
sometimes when you have yeah. bad experiences, they make you feel like that. You question people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's hear the next one. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to craft out some like really well thought response for my intentions for the month, and I just have not had the time to do so. So I'm just going to share a few things that I'm actively working on. And one of those is to stay in constant prayer that the desires of my heart are aligned with the will of God, and that in any way that my desire contradicts His will, that His will wins. And my desire ends up taking the back seat and just like completely diminishing. Because oftentimes you can like want something so badly, but then you realize that the root of that want is not rooted in, it's like, what is that rooted in? You know, like what is the root of your deepest desire rooted in? So doing the work backwards and figuring out like, where does this desire come from? Where does this need come from? Am I experiencing lack? And is that why? Or like, what does that look like? And in doing so, practicing contentment is key because lack is the true thief of joy. And when you can properly focus on being satisfied right where you are and understand that satisfaction is a gift and contentment is a gift, that no matter what you do not have does not matter. Hmm. So just focusing on those things this month and having heavenly perspective because it gets crazy out here. Like it literally gets to the point where you're like, oh my God, everything's wrong. What am I supposed to do? Or like this happened, there's a war going on, all the people are dying. Like it's really tragic things that's happening all across the world. So to just continuously, here's Malachi in the background. So just continuously asking God, like, Lord, give me heavenly perspective on everything that's going on. Give me heavenly perspective on my marriage. Give me heavenly perspective on how to talk to people I don't agree with. Give me heavenly perspective on ending relationships with friends. Whatever that looks like, having heavenly perspective instead of the perspective that I am able to see based on my very narrow view of life. So if that makes any sense, those are all my intentions for this month. So just staying content, satisfied, realizing where joy comes from, and focusing more on heavenly abundance than earthly lack.
And that was her not thought out one.
Right! What was right? So what's the one after you think?
That was amazing. Because I feel like you might have been the only one that knew really what was going on.
I feel like Remy
missed her calling yeah. and needs to open a church.
Yeah.
Anyone else vote for Remy to open a church?
I told her that the other day.
I told her that the other day. I was like, Remy, you are just so heavenly.
She needs to be a speaker.
When you speak, it's just so touching.
I just feel like I have to listen.
You don't even. She speaks with grace. Yeah. And it just, like, you shut up and you're just like, wow, like, let me just.
She's very captivating.
Yeah, I got that. And you guys know her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That's my best friend. Okay. And my godson, Malachi, in the back. I heard his little voice.
Thank you, Remy, for sharing your, well, your not thought out intentions for this month.
Imagine if she had time to plan out like a speech or a sermon. Here's my dissertation.
Literally,
I. All I said was to be present. Right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Wait, I'm hearing this theme of just like not just being more in tune with God, but like submitting to God and like releasing even your own thoughts, wants, desires for yourself. Because it's like, it's not up to us. We are literally God's vessels. And it's like, God powers us up and we're doing all these movements. And sometimes what you want is not what you need, or what you desire is not good for you. And I feel like we've all been there where it's like, you know, you've had to learn how to release something that even you may like or enjoy just because it's not in line with what God wants for you. So it's, I needed to hear that little reminder.
Love that I keep hearing these remarks of like, my intentions is to giving myself to God, because I feel like when you're ending your year, I feel like you realize more and more like, oh, like my plan is not my plan anymore. It is strictly God's.
I can't control every little thing. So mm-hmm. I think that's why it keeps touching me to hear these intentions, because like it's, you're just realizing like, damn, yeah. Like,
yeah.
We have to give it up to the Lord. We have to give him this is his work. It's not our work.
As Boss says, Mom, you're my sister because God is our dad.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm not your sister, Boss.
But he goes,
and that's when you know he goes,
Boss is not everything.
You're not my real sister.
That's when you pop him.
But yeah. No, I'm your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
He's like,
yeah.
In the eyes of God, we are all brothers and sister, and we're all supposed to be working together. And I'm like, but he goes, I know you're my mom. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
okay. I think what stood out with Remy said to me was when she talked about being happy with what you have, like mm-hmm. in that moment, and not always thinking about how you want more or want different or have less than something else. Mm-hmm. So I think just being satisfied in that moment of being happy, I think that sticks out to me.
Like gratitude.
Yeah, gratitude.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, you ready?
Hi, Cheyenne. It's Maria from Snapchat. And my intention, one of my intentions is to stop procrastinating. Like, I'm not big on procrastinating, but sometimes it's like, I don't feel like doing that right now, so mm-hmm. I'm going to get to it, and then I'm going to get to it turns into tomorrow, and then tomorrow turns into the next day. Like, so one of my intentions that I've really been working on is doing what I said I'm going to do and stop procrastinating and putting it off for a later time and then never getting to it.
Yeah. I struggle with procrastination,
yes,
so
yeah.
I think we probably all do.
I think I need to write "Live with Action" on my mirror.
I think that's a good one because I for sure fell through with that this week. I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah,
I know how to do things. I don't know. Because, like she said, you like, "Oh, I'll do that today. I'll just do it tomorrow." I did all the shit that I was supposed to do maybe 2 months ago in one day, and I said,
"Oh,
it's
I am
powerful.
Right.
I can do anything.
Yeah,
procrastination is huge.
It is a big one.
You definitely procrastinate.
I do procrastinate.
She might be the queen. I didn't want to call you out, but since you did first, I feel like I can't.
I am very aware of my procrastination. Yes.
Real quick, she's supposed to be cleaning.
Yeah.
The other day, I called, "Hey, are you at the house? Are you cleaning?" No, me and Mom are on the couch binge watching. We about to order food. I was like, "Do you really want to move in?
What are we doing?"
Was the day after I was spontaneous with Shannon, and then I was like, "I think I'm getting old."
So you needed to recuperate.
I had to relax. Yeah.
Man,
but then the next
serious.
2 days, we hauled ass at the house. So
one thing that helps me with procrastinating that I've learned to do, and I've talked about this on the podcast, is making lists.
Yes.
I'm a notepad type of girl.
I can do lists all day, and I love the feeling at the end of the day where I'm like, check, check, check,
crossed
check.
Crossed it out.
Did that shit, bitch. Handle that shit. Yes.
I went and ordered 2 new gel pens because I saw
you. Are you going to use them?
I am. I got myself a pencil case and everything. Robin had this cute. She had this cute pen and his notepad, and I was like, I'm tired of writing notes in my phone. I just keep writing notes. I was like,
no, writing it
pens.
Down.
Writing it down.
Yeah,
like she got fancy pens in the pencil box. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
I believe in me too.
God
is gonna grant me this ability.
That's what I wanted to get,
I bought for my fridge. I bought 2 calendars: a monthly calendar and then a weekly calendar.
Love it.
And it's like a dry erase board type of thing on your fridge. So I haven't started yet. I just got it from Amazon. But, like, yeah.
It's one of the clear ones?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Yes. Super cute. But so the doctor saw it, and he was like, "Mom, I'm so excited." So I could write down, like, yeah, I was like, what happened through the week? We could write down hockey. We can write what we're doing so we can visually see it every morning.
Yeah, no, I love that. I saw that.
So, yeah, I feel like that's me trying to help my...
Support the intentions.
Yes, my intentions and getting things done.
All right,
let's hear the next one. I like that.
Hey guys, so I have a few things that I have been intentional about. The first thing that I feel like is the most important one is I have been intentional about my prayer life. I've been intentional about waking up each morning with gratitude, with praying, with seeking God first, and also throughout the day. So like before I respond to certain people, before I respond to certain situations, I am praying so that God can show up before I show up. I've been very intentional about not speaking any idle words to myself, to my kids, to my husband, to my life, to situations. So, for example, I'm not saying, oh, I'm so broke, I can't do this, or, oh, my business won't be successful, or my kids are bad, or my husband gets on my nerve. Not saying that those are the things that I was doing, but I'm just being very intentional about how I speak to myself, how I speak of myself, how I speak to my kids, how I speak to my husband, how I speak of my life. Just really been intentional about my perspective of life. And so I'm not speaking any idle words. I'm not complaining about anything. I'm choosing to be joyful. I'm choosing to be happy. I'm choosing to be grateful. And then I've also been intentional about just being productive, being more productive. You know, we have 24 hours in a day. There's a lot of things that I can do. And if I don't get to it that day, that's okay. But I know that I was intentional in setting my goals and accomplishing my goals. And then I've also been intentional about my quality time, spending time with my kids, spending time with my husband, spending time with my sister, spending time with my mom, and just really basking in those memories and setting intentional time so that I can put away phone and just be in a moment. Because life is too short. Life is very short. And so I've been intentional about how I show up for me in my life, how I show up for my family, how I show up for my kids, how I show up for my business, and how I show up in my spiritual life. And so those are some of the things that I have been intentional about.
I like that.
I love that.
I love how she spoke too.
Me too. Yeah. I felt like that was another one I was listening.
Mesmerized.
It was nice because she gave different examples of like how she is showing up or being more intentional in different facets of her life, which I feel like we can all, you know,
take
the gym away from her.
I like the speaking, what you speak to yourself, how you talk to yourself.
The idle words.
I feel like I deal with negative thoughts a lot and how to, I have to retrain myself to not.
And that's a hard. I didn't know what it was called. So when she said, I was like, oh, yeah. So that's what it
is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Idle words.
It's so easy to get in your head.
Intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. Put yourself down or whatever.
It is.
Because life has definitely been lifing lately.
Yeah. When is life not lifing?
Man.
You know, I feel like they never told us that it never stops.
It never stops.
Yeah. Like, you get over one thing, and it's like, all right, on to the next.
More.
Yeah. Do it again. I'm like, wait, what? Can we breathe for a second? Yeah. No.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, life just keeps going and just keeps. Can handle that? Can handle this? Man, what's this?
Gotcha, bitch. Gotcha, bitch. Meme with the dog where it's like, I'm dead, I'm alive, I'm gonna get you. That's how I feel every day of my life.
Then everybody's like, Jesus, please take the wheel.
Please. I'm dead. That's literally, I'm dead, I'm alive.
Yeah, no, that's constantly me. But I want to do everything she just said. Me too.
Ditto.
Amen.
Same. Everything you said, same. The husband shit, the kid shit, all of it. The business, same.
Prayer. I've definitely been trying to be more like deliberate with praying in my life.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
So my intention is to listen more, speak less. And I'm from Snapchat.
Come on, Snapchat family. Come on. You guys are making Shy so happy.
No, you really are, because I be on Snap talking to myself, okay?
They're all listening.
Day. 24 hours in a day, I'm on Snap from the second I wake up to the second I go to sleep. And I just really like that I don't feel like I'm alone.
That's real.
That is.
Yeah.
Cheyenne started me on Snapchat.
I have so much fun on there. Those are my people. If I could have a party and invite everybody from my Snapchat family, I would. Everybody from Snapchat, come over.
Do you ever, like, respond back personally to people?
All the time.
I started doing that recently.
I have real friends on there.
I started doing that recently, and I was like, am I oversaturated? shopping.
She's warmed to the Snapchat daily. She's warmed to the...
I'd be out there like, wait, I gotta go back. I'm at my friend messaged me earlier.
You have to still give me... I still need a lesson.
You need a Snap School tutorial.
After Brooke was like, it was initially a messaging app, I was like,
Yeah. But okay, we're getting off topic. Okay. I like to speak less.
I need that.
Listen in more.
Here, listen more.
Yeah, I talk a lot.
I think that's...
Robin looked at Kyle.
I think that's true. Like, in all relationships, whatever, I feel like letting people say what they need to say instead of having a solution for them or having your thoughts on what they're telling you. So just listening instead of, like, responding, I think that's...
Active listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Okay, next one, Jarvis.
It's my intention to have genuine grace for myself. I think our brains can be so mean to us, essentially, and cause us to engage in so much negative self-talk, especially with the pressures in society. And that negative self-talk blinds us from our own accomplishments and achievements. And so I want to work on truly having grace for myself and celebrating the positives, celebrating my accomplishments, celebrating my achievements, and just being nicer to myself.
That made me want to give myself a hug.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I think it speaks to the last person who said about the
idle talk.
Yeah, the idle talk. I think it's like that same. I mean, I feel like that's a big thing, is what you are telling yourself constantly all day long. Eventually, like, your body responds to it, you know?
Or you start believing your intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. So, that's a big one. I feel like that, it's kind of like, I feel like we're getting, like, a common answer of, like, spirituality, the self-talk.
Being hard on yourself. Being hard on yourself.
I
don't know. I was going to say, it's amazing how, like, you guys, like, this platform really connects. And, like, you don't realize how many people really have the same thoughts as you and feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to feel like you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Because sometimes you're like, oh, maybe it's just me. Yeah. Like, maybe I'm tripping. But no, like, I love this.
Definitely have been able to find, like, a sense of community, yeah. I would say. Even in, like, moments of darkness that have definitely helped be like, you got this, or keep going. Yes. Like, the light is coming, the tunnel's this way. Yeah, so it's like, I'm really happy that we have
this community that we have built is like, so it replenishes you when you're like Kyle said, when we're in our dark moments, and then I'll you know, get a message in my DMs and like, girl, I went through the same thing. Like, you really inspire me. And those messages, you guys, are everything. Yeah. Like, I got one recently from our last talk, and I was like, oh, thank you.
I did that.
And then they'll respond, and people are like, thank you for responding. But I'm like, no, thank you for reaching out.
That's real. So. I'll be in my bathroom at 2:00 crying, talking to Stacey.
I talk to Stacey too. What up, girl? What up, girl? All right, Travis.
Who is to be a world champion cheerleader?
Oh, is that Miss Ryder?
That's my goal.
That's your goal.
What does the other word mean?
Which word?
The other word than the goal you were?
Oh, the intention?
Okay, what does intention mean?
Okay, so like for mommy, one of my intentions right now is I'm trying to be more present. So like if I'm hanging out with you, that means like I'm just, our phones are down. Like at dinner time when we put our phones down and we talk about like how your day was. So that's one of my intentions. So like one of your intentions, maybe you work on like being a better listener.
Yeah, I work on being better listener at school and at home, and I'm really working on
Try new foods. Oh, I like that. Like
today, at school, like, I celebrated Diwali.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not Diwali. I don't celebrate Diwali anymore.
No, you don't, but that's okay.
And there was Diwali food.
Mm-hmm.
That one of my friend's grandmas made.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried it and I liked it, but then I didn't really like it. And when I looked in, there was like little black balls. So I started to not really like it.
But you liked it before you looked at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was cool. So maybe, okay, so your intentions are that you're setting is to be a better listener at school and at home and to try new foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
She said, I celebrated Diwali, even though we're not Diwali, right?
We don't do that, right?
She looked at me like, we don't do that, right? It's like, no.
I love her little voice.
She's so funny.
Yeah, it was great.
I feel like that was the cutest teaching moment for you two.
I tried.
I think so.
You did great.
Yeah.
You did really great.
Conversation now with Boss.
I told you guys to have the kids do this.
I know you did. I was in the moment. I was going to ask. I was like, how did you explain it to Ryder? But I forgot to ask.
Okay. We'll do this again.
I probably wrote it on one of my phone lists and procrastinated. Didn't get to it. Now I'm like, damn, I need to go have this conversation with Boss so I can hold him accountable for
his
intentions that I project on him.
Like, the next day when she got ready for school, she was like, I'm going in with big ears.
I'm listening today,
baby. I was like, that's right, girl. It was fun for us to do, actually.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's one of your intentions, to be present with your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've noticed a change. I've been more present with the kids.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, like not
was
on the phone.
Was that one of your intentions?
It wasn't, actually.
Oh. Was it something that happened?
It just kind of happened. I felt like they needed more quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, putting the phone down, not being on whatever, social media, whatever, and, like, I've noticed that, like, the kids are doing so much better in school. Not that they were doing terrible, but it's like Hendrix was caught being good. My kid got 100% in her whole class and no one else passed this test. And I was like, that extra time you put in really does pay off. And it's the little things when you see it in your kids and you're just like, doing that thing.
They just want our quality time. They want, you know, they want our presence. They want us to be, you know, even if they're just sitting there watching TV, they want us. I know for Parker,
they just
want to
look at us.
He just wants to touch me, to smell me.
Yeah. You know, it's a boy thing.
Yeah,
Ace yes. wants because to be all I over think me.
Yes,
my son thinks I'm his woman.
Yo, she had me cracking up the other day.
You're like, I'm not, actually.
No, like, Hendrix will be like, Mom, all right, let's go to bed. Like,
come on.
Like,
come on, girl.
Yeah, let's go. And I'm like,
we're laying down.
Okay, you're not.
All right, hold my hand.
Cracking up.
Yeah, he won't sleep without me there.
Like,
that's
girl,
a mama's boy.
He sets up his little water cup next to the bed. Yeah. He grabbed my hand. It's like, let's go, Mom.
Time. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer.
As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Dua Lipa. You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, my name is Paris and I'm coming from Snapchat.
Hold on, please start that over.
Wait,
why do we have two different women?
My intention is to be more present. So that means less time spent on my phone when my daughter's talking to me. Sometimes I'm just scrolling and saying, No phone literally. When watching TV, because I like to watch movies and watch series and watch films and stuff and be scrolling my phone. Yeah. I need to be more present. Even when I'm cooking or when I'm washing dishes, some sort of electronic devices on. If I'm watching my iPad, I'm listening to Alexa, I'm watching my phone. Just, I need to be actually present in the moment. And yeah, less electronics.
Yeah.
And less electronics, because I've spent too many hours. If I tell you you guys how many hours I spend on my phone each day, it's disgusting. So yeah, no more of that.
I was hoping she told us.
I know. Me
too. 23 hours.
I was hoping she'd be like,
minutes.
My screen time is.
Yeah. 17 hours. When do you sleep?
It is crazy. I feel like our generation is so technology based and we do have our phones and like kids have iPads and all these things. I feel like our parents' generation, we probably got on their nerves.
They don't even know they birthed a whole bunch of cyborgs.
Right, we're basically but cyborgs. I feel like, I feel like I love hearing parents say the presence because we're all aware of it.
Yeah.
We're all aware that we need to be putting down our phones and like, living in the moment.
Yeah. I like how she said when my daughter's talking to me, I go,
so real.
Been there, done
relatable.
That.
Relatable.
Man.
Yes.
Until your kid calls you on it.
Yeah. All right, Travis.
Intention is to just enjoy the small things.
Mm-hmm. That's real. Robin made some red beans and rice the other day and brought it to me. And Zaire, the daylight savings has my kids off.
We go to bed at 6.
It's like they want to be in bed at like 6 o'clock. And I'm like, no, we got to stay up. But Zaire, they were asleep by like 7 o'clock the other day. And he was up from midnight to 2:30 a.m. And at first I was like, oh, Lord, like, God, please help me right now. And I was all bent out of shape because I was tired. But Robin made some red beans and rice. And like Zaire went downstairs. And it made the whole moment like so much more pleasurable. Where I was like, I wasn't even stressed about him not sleeping. It was like, we're going to eat this food that our friend brought to us.
We're going to enjoy.
Aww. So it was like, yeah, sometimes those moments that stress you out, like, enjoy the silver lining or the good in it. Like,
enjoy that rice and beans.
First
time.
It was such a small little
it was so good.
Detail, but it changed it. Thank you.
Isn't it nice to have a friend?
A friend who cooks. And
that can cook, yeah.
That's about to be 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
She followed me.
What's up, Robin? All right, Travis.
I just love being like, I got the kids.
So my intentions is to spend more time with my boys. They are
12 and 10, and it's easy for them to get lost in their gaming or their phones, and I get lost in doing, you know, my own thing with my work or, you know, on the phone or whatever the case is. So my intentions this week is just to pull away from the devices and try to be a little bit more involved with them, especially since they're older. It's like I said, it's a little harder to do so, but that is my intention. And also, I am from Snapchat.
I'm just saying, the Snapchat family taking over. I just have to acknowledge that.
Do you reach out to your Instagram family?
Instagram?
Or they're like strangers?
Are mean.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly stay off Instagram because I feel like
they're bullies.
They're bullies on there, but Snapchat, them and my dogs. I'm telling you, I would have a party for everybody from Snapchat.
They're really giving shy. It's a different environment. I love that.
Ew. All right, this week's intentions are to be more present within my marriage and my parenting. And also, this week's intentions are to be productive and to tackle my goals and not get distracted.
Aw, Zach.
He took me on a date that day to my favorite restaurant. He surprised me.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Houston's in Pasadena.
Oh.
It was great. And I was like, what are you up to? And then I heard him do his intentions, and I was like, oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah. So he's being more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Zach's really been about his business lately, too. Like, he's been trying to really handle things. So I see you, brother.
We see you, Zach. I love that. Yeah. I love that you came on and you did it and participated.
Yeah. Good job.
Supportive husband.
Proud wife. Good job. I like you. This week.
In this moment, right now.
Being present, I like you in the present. No. Yes. All right, I gotta sneak off, but.
I think that's a good response. Next time someone's like, how do you feel about me? I'm gonna say overall or presently?
Presently, I think you're great.
My intention for this next year is to laugh more than I cry. And to spoil myself with love.
Ooh.
I absolutely love the Think Loud crew. Y'all are amazing. Thanks for doing what you guys do. This is from Snapchat.
Woo! For right, Shy. Right. I'm responding for Shy.
Woo!
Insert Shy.
Right.
Aww,
I like that, spoiling herself with love.
I like that. So that's like a form of self-care. Yeah, that
just made me feel like, girl, go get your nails done. I just looked at my nails. They're dirty.
I feel like I
need some love.
Laugh more than cry. I feel like that's another.
I don't feel like I cry a lot.
Or cry, for me, I feel like I need to cry more and, like, stop holding in.
Yes.
Maybe, like, maybe one of my intentions. I always put on a brave face.
It's okay, I think, to be more transparent, be more, you know? But I like how she said spoiling herself. I think we pour so much into everyone else around us that sometimes you actually need to be selfish and pour into yourself.
That's real.
With love, yeah.
Yeah.
And love on yourself. I feel like that goes back to, like, speaking nice to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a form of pouring love into yourself as well. So I love. I just want to say, like, thank you to everyone who's, like, share their intentions with us. I feel like that's a very personal thing, and to hear everyone's voices, and like,
it's cool hearing people's voices.
It just like to hear our community is so dope to me, and like to hear that people, you know, are like on our wave.
Yes.
So thank you for responding and sharing your personal
experiences.
Yeah.
It's also cool because it's just like, I feel like sometimes you're just, oh, I'm in my own world, or I'm so different from everyone else, or my struggles are different. But it's like, no, we're all really
we're just trying to figure it out every day.
Yeah, every day. And it's, you know, the challenges that you feel, you don't have to be isolated in your challenges. Like, there's someone else who is going through it. Someone else who is like.
People who you wouldn't think, you know?
All the time.
Like, and it's okay to be open about it, to seek help. So I like these intentions and going to a new year with setting them and crushing these goals and living life intentionally.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I think it's hard sticking to it.
Yeah.
Like, you can start it, and you'll be like, yeah, okay, I got
it.
That's true. I think consistency is a big thing, too. Like, remaining consistent and doing it.
Yes, that is very true. I think consistency, once you start something, can be hard. And sometimes it's, like, easy to be like, oh, my God, it just doesn't fit in my schedule or, like, this. But it's like, girl, you got 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's time.
Yeah. Or having... It may not look how you want it to look, or it may not be in the setting you want it to be in, but it's like you still have... You have 5 minutes. So it's if you want to pray more, you're going to make it work. Like,
a friend of mine recently on Instagram, she was like, I challenge you guys, like, every day for, like, I guess till the end of the year, essentially, like, write down one thing, like, you're grateful for, you're thankful for, or you're appreciative of, whatever. And just, like, I started it, and I was like, it takes literally 3 minutes, like, every day. Just, like, it could be the smallest thing, but it kind of, like, just, like, it's a good release. It makes you feel good, and it reminds you of everything that you do have to be grateful for, appreciative of, you know?
Yeah, we should do, like, a gratitude challenge.
Yeah.
It could be something. Just a little gratitude, you know.
Good.
Isn't it good?
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. You guys want to wrap it up? You guys want to hear another one?
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to everyone that shared their intentions. There were so many more that I'm trying to figure out what we can do with Trav Daddy to share some of them.
How did he get this nickname?
It was appointed to him, I've come to find out. And he's not a dad. He's not a father yet.
So, Zaddy.
Trav's
Daddy. It's not Zaddy. It's his daddy.
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy.
And I feel like he made that clarification.
Yeah.
He was like, no, it's not Trav Zaddy. It's literally just Trav Daddy.
Like, oh.
And I'm like, okay.
Someone's daddy.
Hey. I'm like, okay, wait.
Okay, let me be serious.
Let me be serious now.
Okay.
I think it's just funny because he's right behind that door. And we're still going. No, but I thank you all for sharing. I want to talk to Travis and see if there's a way that we can, like, share some of the recordings or other intentions, like, in a reel or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, just because there were so many, and, like, I do want other members of the community to feel like you participated, you engaged, and, like, we do hear you, and, we hear you. So thank you guys for doing that. I'm very thankful. I'm just thankful to have this platform to connect with other people.
Yeah.
And to be able to share and have some accountability now so I can work on my procrastination or my listening or, you know, my relationship with God.
Having accountability partners are important as well.
Yeah, it's real.
I feel so empty over here.
I know. I'm like, do you want to move down?
Where'd you go?
Just kidding. Okay, let's wrap this up, y'all. Do you guys have a WTF or any words of advice for our listeners this week?
I wish I had a WTF. I want, like, something funny to say.
You're like...
But I don't have one. Like, my kids have been so good this week.
I guess oh my God, I have a WTF from last night. I almost freaked out last night.
What happened?
So, yesterday... Okay, well, first of all, I realized I haven't really introduced, like, bread to Zaire, which I'm like, he's had bread, but he had never had Hawaiian bread.
Orange and bread.
He was like, he was like, more. He kept saying, more pon. And I was like, great word choice. I was so excited. And he ate 3 pieces with me. And the third, he had 2 pieces.
Hawaiian bread.
Yeah. He had 2 pieces. The and then the bread. Third bread, right. I took him up to my mom's room because I had to leave because I had to go do some work and stuff. And so I guess when he was with her, he was like, he was telling her he wanted more too. And she said he literally walked her down the stairs, walked over to the bread cabinet and was like in there, like was telling her. And he had like 2 more pieces of bread. So Zaire had like maybe 5, maybe 6 pieces of Hawaiian bread yesterday. And then last night I was changing him and he started to break out in hives. And I was like, oh my gosh, is my kid having an allergic reaction? Yeah, yeah. And I was like, the only thing that he had new was that Hawaiian bread. So I'm over there, you know, TikTok doctor. Should have just called ZocDoc and scheduled an appointment. But
what was it?
I don't know. I gave the boy an oatmeal bath. I gave him some Benadryl, and it was gone. It was gone within, like...
Interesting.
Not that... It was... Yeah, it was gone. But it was on his stomach, on his arms.
Maybe
it was,
he's like, allergic to gluten.
To gluten. So I was... Oh. Maybe. So I needed to do a panel for that. But then this morning, he was, like, taking his morning poop, and, like, he was kind of struggling, and he...
He ate so much bread, he's constipated.
He wasn't constipated. He was... He also likes to eat cashews. So, I don't think, you know, the babies don't eat cat. They don't chew it all the way. So, between all the bread he ate and his cashews, he was like, no! I was like, Zaya, you done it? He was like, hush, no!
Poor baby.
So, this was more so his WTF.
Yeah.
He had, like, a very nutty bread this morning.
Nutty poop.
WTF.
Yeah. But it was, I was, like, really struggling. I was like... Yeah, that's all I got for y'all.
It's funny. I have a moment that happened today, actually.
What's popping?
So today I dropped off Parker, and then I was rushing home to, like, change so I could come here. And while I was changing and going up, I had my man go up so I can just see him before I went to work so we can just, like, do a quick hi. But in the midst of that, he hasn't really, like, met my family yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's met my dad, but hasn't really met my mom. And, yeah, anyways. So, we all pulled up at the same time. More or less, this is his WTF, because when we pulled up, he gave me all those that emoji face. I was like, he was like, oh, shit, I guess this is the moment. And he literally sent me all the emoji faces, like,
thighs on Nelly.
Literally, he was like, okay. And it was funny because my parents already pulled up. Mind you guys, I live in the back house of my parents' house. So it's just funny. I just thought it was a really funny moment because we were just talking about, like, him meeting my mom and stuff. And then it just all happened. And my mom is so nosy because she literally was, like, waiting at the door. Like, she didn't close the door. She was like,
in the door frame,
I saw you. I thought it was just the funniest moment because I'm like, girl, get in the house.
Mind your business.
Right. Mind your business.
Yo.
He was so cracking up. I was like, this would all.
I feel like we have really funny moments with our parents.
My mom was ready to meet him. She was like, I'm like, girl, get in the house. Go in the house.
I'm scared to, like, when I'm seriously dating someone new and it's going to be like, oh, so-and-so's in town or so-and-so's coming by. I know it's going to be like this telephone train.
It is.
And it's, like, going to be like, yeah. Cheyenne calls my mom. My mom calls somebody. And it's going to be like, everybody's going to show up one day. And I'll be like,
why?
Why? And they're all going to be like,
I just feel hey. Right. Yeah. I was like, I told my mom the other day, I was like, I'm just not ready to, like, you know, share my relationship with you guys yet. I'm not, you know.
Has Parker?
And you don't have to.
Yes, Parker has met him.
Okay. So yes. You actually, okay, so the son first before your parents.
Not officially, though.
Okay.
It's, I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was just interesting because I wasn't fully prepared.
Did he shake your mom's hand? Did they give a hug?
I feel like she hugged him.
Was there any?
I don't even know her.
No,
but because.
Did he walk up the stairs?
No, like, no, because we both just got out the car. So, like, my parents' house is, like, you go upstairs and there's a big porch area. Mm-hmm. So she was legit just waiting in a doorway like this. I'm like, girl, go in the house. And so he, you know, he was just coming up to my car. And then she started talking to me about, like, Parker's drop-off. And I'm like, okay, okay. And I'm like, I know what she wanted me to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl.
While you're talking to me, oh, this is my.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, this is him. Rude. This is my mom. She's like, I have a name. And I'm like, this is. I said, this is Patrice.
Patricekin Spicy.
I said, girl, go in the house. And then she just smiled.
She got what she wanted out of it.
And she looked like, bye.
She's like, I got what I needed. Goodbye.
Literally. I'm like, you are a piece of work, woman. But we were just cracking up after we went back to the house. And you're just, he was like, oh, she was waiting. He was like, I knew what she was waiting for.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. You guys are still going strong. It seems like it's blooming.
Yes. I guess it's a new step into our little relationship.
There's layers. Unlocking. I feel like sometimes also this is God unlocking layers. Even with, this is like when we submit to God, it's like, oh, you know, I guess this was when it was supposed to happen versus doing some big, like, official, let me stress myself out and have all these unneeded, like, expectations of how it's going to be, like.
I love that you just said that because
it's nice for it to be natural, organic, so, like, when it does happen, it'll be, like, that first layer of
the spooks.
Hey girl, right.
It's already
now he knows her name.
Okay, mom was giddy. She was like, oh yeah.
It's her anniversary, so she was already giddy.
Is it your parents' anniversary?
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
I think I wanna say it's either like 38 years or maybe 40, like
that's amazing.
Around like maybe around that many years. Because my brother, I'm
just like, wow.
I'm 34. Like, I'm 34. Steven's 30, it's going to be 36. Mm-hmm. And my oldest is maybe 40. So, yeah, maybe 40 years.
40 years.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so they're, both of them are just so giddy at home right now. Like, called me this morning like, hey, we're going to be, say happy anniversary to us.
All right, maybe happy we should stay as far away from that house.
Yeah.
As possible.
Don't go home.
Don't go home later.
I'm not going inside that house. But yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful.
It is.
I pray one day I could be like, me and my mans have been together for 40 years.
And I've seen them go through their stages. But yeah. 40 years of marriage. And like, I feel like they're in like, these last couple of years, it's like they refound each other. So, like, they play so much, like, going different places. Go hang out with their friends and smokes and do sleepovers.
They have, like, a whole sleepover.
They do sleepovers. And
it's because their kids are out of the home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can have a life.
They have their best life.
That's beautiful.
I love that for them.
Do you have any... Sorry, I took up a good amount.
No, that was a great... That was a great tangent.
I feel like I don't have a WTF.
You don't have anything?
No.
It's all good.
Do I have a WTF?
I don't know. So I feel like I always have WTFs.
Do you have any advice or like anything or your intentions? We didn't ask you your intentions.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any intentions?
Ooh, do I have any intentions?
For this season.
After hearing all those.
There were so many good ones. I feel like I do have an intention, actually. One thing I've really recently wanted to do is start taking my kids back to church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, I grew up in the church and like that was one thing that I had with my grandma, and so my kids are fortunate enough to have experienced their great grandma as well. And I think now that like all the pandemic craziness has like calmed down and churches are open, that's definitely something I've been wanting for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's important.
Yeah, I think it is, because I think they have to make that connection with, like, who is God and be in mm-hmm. church in order to, like, that's going to foster the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, like, the introduction of Sunday school or, mm-hmm. it's just also I don't make the time. Like, so prioritizing that as something, if it's as important to me as I say, I have to follow through. So that's another thing is following through.
With your intention.
With my intentions.
I love that. I like, see, well, there we go. Yeah, look at that. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in today. And again, thank you for opening up with us and sending your intentions with us. Please go follow us on
Instagram, YouTube,
all the
social media,
whatever
platform.
I can't think right now.
Don't forget to tune in every Monday on your favorite podcast platform and follow us on Instagram, on YouTube. Make sure you turn on your notifications, leave comments, reviews. We're here for it. You can find me on social media at @rkylelynn.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And thanks for having me on the podcast again. And my Instagram is XORobbiana.
I love it.
And shout out to Shy's Snapchat family. Y'all did that. So have a good day.
And don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.